We zeggen in Parashat Mishnah Beis, Shchin va'mechbeh, emet dorf in zeh im zeh. Somebody has a shchin boil and a mechbeh burnt on his skin right next to each other. And on each one of them there's a neg of the size of half a grit. And when you put the two negars together, you have a neg of the size of a grit, which is the minimum size for a neg to be metame. Mitzvah tells us you cannot combine the two negam, as since one neg of the size of a half a grit is on a shchin, and the other neg of the size of a half a grit is on a mechbeh, you cannot combine the two. They're each considered a separate nega, and since each one of them is smaller than the minimum size for nega to be metame, this nega will not be tame. The ain't potion, mizel is it. Somebody who has shin and mikveh on his skin right next to each other, and there's a nega on only one of them. For example, there's a nega only on the shin, and that nega the size of a kris. And the nega then spread onto the mikveh, which is right next to the shin. The spreading of that nega would not be a simen tumah, even though normally the spreading of a nega is a simen tumah, causing somebody to become a mukhla. But in this case, since the nega is on a shchin and it's spread onto a mikveh, that's not considered the spreading of this nega. As when the nega spreads onto a mikveh, it's considered a different nega. So therefore, that spreading of the nega would not be a simen tumah, and the person would not be tumah mukhla. Vein patient lor habasar. And so too, somebody who has a nega on shchin or a mikveh, and it spreads onto healthy skin, that spreading also would not be a simen tumah, as only spreading within the shchin or mikveh itself would be considered a simen tumah, causing the person to be tamei mukhla. The lo or habasar peisha l'teicha. And so too, somebody who has a nega on regular skin, and the shchin or mikveh right next to the nega, and the nega spread onto the shchin or mikveh, that spreading of the nega would not be a simen tumah, as the nega would have to spread on healthy skin for that spreading to be considered a simen tumah. How you mordin tahirin? Somebody who has a shchin or a mikveh on his skin, which was mordin, meaning to say, it had not healed. It was still oozing pus. And a nega appeared on the shchin or mikveh, that nega would be tahar. It would not be metame in such a case. Asu krum keklipa vashom zuhi tzarebet hashchin ha'amura b'tor. A shchin or a mikveh that has healed, forming a crust on the shchin or mikveh, and that crust is the thickness of a garlic peel. This is the tarevet hashchin that the Torah was referring to. Tarevet hashchin meaning a shchin that has healed and crusted over. That's the type of shchin that the Torah says that a nega that appears in that shchin would be tummy. Chazru v'chayu, afa pisha mekayman zalekes nidoinin ka'or habasar. A shchin or a mikveh on somebody's skin that had healed and crusted over. But subsequently, the crust disappeared and it's completely healed, even though there might be a slight scar in the place where the shchin or mikveh was, a nega that appears in that place from then on would have the same din as a nega that appears on regular skin. As a nega that appears on regular skin has a different din than a nega that appears on a shchin or mikveh, like we mentioned. A nega that appears on a shchin or mikveh, that person would only be locked up for a week, no longer. And so to a nega that appears on a shchin or mikveh, a michya, healthy skin inside the nega, would not be considered a simen tumah. So there are different dinim between a nega that appears on regular skin and a nega that appears on a shchin or mikveh. The Mishnah tells us if the shchin or mikveh has completely healed, then a nega that appears in that place has the same din as a nega that appears on regular skin. Second Nagam Paratat Mishnah Gimel Shalu, it's Rabbi Eliezer. The students of Rabbi Eliezer after Shiloh from Rabbi Eliezer. Misha also Latoch Yado Baharis Gesela Umakoma Tzarevishchin. Somebody who has on his hand a Baharis, a nega on the palm of his hand, and that nega is the size of a sela, a large nega on the palm of his hand. And the place where the nega is a tzarevet shchin. There's a boil that has scarred over right underneath the nega. Such a nega would be metame as we've seen previously. And in this case, the nega covers the entire area of the shchin. There's no makom of that shchin that's not covered by a nega. And they asked him, what would be the din in such a case? Amar lahem yaskir. But the other said, the person would be tamei muskur. The kohen would lock him up for a week to see if a simen tumah develops. Amru lo lama. The Talmidim Rabbi Eliezer asked, what is the purpose of being metami this person and locking him up to see if a simen tumah develops? Because in this case, that the baharis at the nega covers the entire area of the shin, it's impossible for a simen tumah to develop, like they go on to explain. Ligadel se'er lavon ena ruya. Ula pishon ena poshon. Ula michya ena metami. None of the three simani tumah are applicable in this case. Why? To grow white hairs in the nega is impossible, as hairs do not grow on the palm of somebody's hand. So therefore, the simen tumah of sar lavan does not apply in this case. And for the tumah to spread, the spreading of the nega is also a simit tumah, also does not apply in this case. Because a nega that's on a shechin, only spreading within the area of the shechin itself, would be a simit tumah. But the spreading of the nega onto regular skin would not be a simit tumah. And in this case, that the beharet, that the nega covers the entire area of the shechin, there is nowhere for the nega to spread within the shechin itself. So the spreading of the nega would not be a simit tumah in this case, nor is michya a simit tumah, as the din is that a nega that's on a shechin, a michya, healthy skin inside the nega, is not a simit tumah. So none of the simani tumah apply in this case. So what's the point for the kohen to lock him up? Anyway, no simit tumah could develop. The kohen should just dismiss him right away. Amar lahen shema tichnois v'tivshar. Well, the other said there is a purpose for the kohen to lock him up. Because maybe during the week that it's locked up, the nega will contract and become smaller than it was, and it will no longer cover the entire area of the shechin. So when the kohen sees that it contracted, he would dismiss him. Maybe after he's dismissed, the nega would then spread and cover again the entire area of the shechin, and that spreading of the nega would be a simen tumah, causing him to become tummy. Amru lo, v'halo makoma kegres. The Talmidim responded to Rabbi Eliezer, and they said, okay, that might be true in a case where the shechin is the size of a sela, a large shechin, and the nega covers the entire area of the shechin. What would be in such a case that the shechin is only the size of a gris, and the nega covers the entire area of the shechin? And a gris is the minimum size for a nega to be metami. So in such a case, the kohen would lock him up and see at the end of the week that the nega has become less than a gris. In such a case, since the nega is now less than the minimum size for a nega to be metami, it's as if the nega doesn't exist at all anymore. And even if the nega would then spread after his dismiss and cover again the entire area of the shechin, and the nega would again be the size of a gris, that would not be a simit tumah. That would not cause him to be tummy. As once the nega has become less than a gris, that nega is not considered a nega at all anymore, and the spreading of the nega afterwards to the size of a gris would not cause him to be tummy mukhlat. And if we would look at that as a new nega, not as a spreading of the old nega. Amar lahan lo shamati. But let's respond. To such a case, I don't have a response. I can't explain to you why the kohen would lock him up in such a case, since no simit tumah could develop. But that is what I heard from my Rebbe. I heard from my Rebbe that even in such a case, that the shechin is only the size of a gris and the nega covers the entire area of the shechin, that the person would be locked up by the kohen. But I simply don't have an explanation as to what the purpose of locking him up, since in this case, that the shechin is the size of a gris, it's impossible for any simit tumah to develop. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, alamed bo. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said to Rabbi Eliezer, could I explain how a simit tumah could develop even in such a case that the entire area of the shechin is only the size of a grit? Amar lo, in l'kayim dibrei chachamim hein. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if you're going to try to explain why the chachamim are right, then I would like to hear what you have to say. As opposed to if you're coming to argue with the chachamim, if you want to try and say that in such a case that the shechin is the size of a grit, that he shouldn't be locked up at all, then I don't want to hear what you have to say. Because I have been makabel from my Rabbam, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, that you would lock him up in such a case as well. So I don't want to hear anybody to say a dissenting opinion. But if you want to explain why the Chacham are right, then I certainly would like to hear. Amar lo, shema yivalad lo shechin acher chutzalah. The Yisrael Atoch, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira explained that even in such a case, that the entire area of the shechin was the size of a gris, and the nega covers the entire area of the shechin, still possible that a simit tumah will develop, and therefore the kohen would have a purpose for locking him up for a week. As maybe some more shechin will develop right next to the original shechin, and the shechin will be now bigger than the size of a gris. Then maybe during the week that it's locked up, the nega will spread onto the new shechin that had developed, and the spreading of the nega onto the new shechin would be a simit tumah. The spreading of the nega onto the shechin is a simit tumah, causing it to be tummy mukhlat. Amar lo. Chacham gado ata shekiyamta divrei chacham. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you are a chacham gado, very wise man, that you have been mekayim and have explained the words of the chachamim as to what purpose it would be to lock up a person who has a nega on a shechin the size of a gris, where the nega covers the entire area of the shechin. It is still possible for simit tumah to develop if more shechin would develop right next to the old shechin, and the nega could spread onto the new shechin. So now I consider you a Chacham Gadol, a very wise man, since you have explained and were Mekayim the words of the Chacham.